You can cause, by your actions in Christ, this great beauty to be manifest in the lives of His people, this intrinsic good manifest in a beautiful way, or you can cause God to be spoken against. That's really the two sides here. There's no in between. It's serious.
Thanks for joining us for this weekend edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, your message today focuses on what older women in the church are to do. Are we talking about older women who are mature believers?
You know, Dave, that's a really great question, and it's an important question. And the simple answer is no. We're not talking specifically about older, spiritually mature women. What we'll see in Scripture here today is for every older woman who is a true believer. So with that in mind, whether you've been saved for 60 years or 60 days, this teaching applies to you right now. Our text is Titus chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at verses 3 and 4.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, today's message is one you'll want to share with a friend. Just tell them to visit etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. They'll find today's broadcast as well as a host of other archived broadcasts waiting there for them. Our web address again is simply etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
He says the word kalos has the idea of beautiful. It was used by the Greeks by anything according to that which distinguished itself in form, excellence, goodness, and usefulness as to be pleasing. It can refer to something handsome, useful, excellent, suitable, commendable, excellent in its nature and characteristics, and therefore adapted to its ends. It's goodness that can be seen, goodness that strikes the eyes. Kalo didaskalos. That's what older women are to be doing, teaching what is good that manifests itself in a beautiful way. That's what you are to be. You are to be beautiful in how you teach these things and teaching what is beautiful. So obviously, first of all, what is taught is this kalos, this good, right? But what specifically should older women be teaching the younger women? What specifically? Well, remember the context. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But as for you, Titus, speak things which are fitting for sound doctrine. It needs to be first and foremost the teaching in a healthy manner, sound doctrine. Right? And then we see also that it is Christ, the grace of God, doing the instruction. Chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to men, instructing us to deny ungodliness. Older women will be using the Word of God, Christ working through them, instructing these younger women in this beautiful truth that produces a manifest good for the glory of Christ. And notice it's not to be disregarded. Chapter 2, verse 15. These things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one disregard you, Titus. So Paul says. So in general, the Lord God uses His Word, sound doctrine. That is what is to be taught, and that is good and it is beautiful. But specifically, what is it that is to be taught from older women to younger women that is intrinsically good and can be seen as morally beautiful? What is it that is morally beautiful in the lives of young women? We're going to take a look at it over the next few weeks, but we're going to see ultimately there are seven specific things that older women should be teaching the younger women. Now, there's more to it than that, but seven specific things, and we will look at those, Lord willing, next week. But if you look at verses 4 and 5, the end of 3, teaching what is good, that they may encourage the young women to, 1, love their husbands, 2, love their children, 3, to be sensible, 4, pure, 5, workers at home, 6, kind, 7, being subject to their own husbands. These things manifest in the life of a young woman are good and beautiful. That's teaching what is good. And older women are to be doing that. And we're going to look at these in depth. And if you're an older woman, you want to be here. You want to know what it means. You want to be able to teach these things to the younger women. And younger women, you want to know it. So when the older women teach it, you can know if it's right or not. It's something you're going to learn. And it's going to be part of your life. And it needs to be part of your life. So therefore, we see here we have now older women. You need to teach what is good. Now, if you don't know what is good, you can't teach it, right? If you don't know what is good, if you don't know the Word of God, you don't look at this passage, you never looked at it, you never understood it. It's a pretty simple passage. And also, if you're not in the context of the body of Christ, you can't be obeying this command. Folks, God's word, when lived out in the life of the believer by His power, is good and it is morally beautiful. What a privilege and responsibility you older women have in the lives of younger women. And before you take the weight of that on yourself, remember it's the grace of God working through Christ. Grace of God working through Christ that enables you to do it. Okay, so why teach these things? Okay, teaching what is good. We're going to look at these things specifically over the next few weeks. But why teach these things? Why is it that older women are to teach the younger women these things? Obviously, it's to give God glory. These are good things. But there's some specific reasons here in the text. Verse 4, that they may encourage the younger woman to love their husbands. The end of verse 5, that the word of God might not be dishonored. We have a Greek conjunction, hina, which gives a purpose, that, in order that, so that. And we have two purposes interrelated here. And the first purpose we see is so that, I believe, younger women will think and behave rightly in the Lord. And you're saying, where do you get that? Verse 4, that they may encourage. And we're going to look at that portion translated may encourage, because I believe it's very familiar if we see what verb it is. In order that they may encourage the young women to do those seven things specifically, sound doctrine. Now, it's important to realize that this phrase translated may encourage in the NASB, admonish in the New King James, and train in the NIV. It's translated a whole bunch of different ways. It's important to realize that this word is sophronizo. We've seen this word before, sophron, right? We've seen the word sophron. We've seen this word. The word here is sophronizo. And it means to cause someone to be of sound mind and to have self-control. It is very closely related to sophron. To cause someone to be of sound mind and to have self-control. It's related to what we saw in 1:8. Elders are to be of sound mind, right? 2:2, older men are to be of sound mind. 2:5, we'll see it, that the women are to have sound minds. And here, it is in order that the young women would be of sound mind, ultimately, we'll see. We also see it back in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, that God is instructing us through His Word that we would live sensibly. So, sophronizo. Remember, this basic word speaks of being in one's right mind, thinking rightly, thus being sensible. Well, what am I saying? Older women are to be teaching what is good, that, in order that, for the purpose that, they may sophronizo, or cause the younger women to think rightly, and thus love their husbands, love their children, and go down the list, right? Teach them so that they will think rightly and thus do these things. Now, I really like the Young's literal translation. It's not always the best, but here I think it really captures this better. Now, the first part's a little bit literal here, but ride with me here. Aged women in like manner in deportment as doth become sacred persons, not false accusers, too much wine, nor enslaved of good things, teachers. Now, here's the part that I really like. That they may make the young women sober-minded. That's what it is. I don't like our translations in the NASB and the New King James. I don't think they all capture. I think if you take all of them together, encourage, admonish, and train, and put them all together, that makes more sense. But it's so that they will think rightly. It is the teaching of the Word of God that causes us to think rightly and thus behave rightly. Does that make sense? That they may do this. That's the reason. So, okay, so I believe in context, older women are to be teachers of what is good so that they may encourage, admonish, thus train, bringing about right thinking, sound-mindedness, sound biblical thinking, thus proper godly behavior. And folks, we have so much wrong thinking in the churches these days. We have so many young women who are not thinking biblically, and it is exemplified by the way they live their lives and the way they raise their children. And older women, you are to be teaching them what is good. Older women must be teachers of what is good so that younger women will think rightly in accordance with sound doctrine, and behave properly in the most important human relationships, their husband, their children. Again, we have a lot of women not thinking rightly. But what's God's solution? Older women are to be teachers of what is good. But the younger women will think rightly. Older women, you have an extremely important mandate from God concerning what you are to be. And I believe when you stand before the Lord, part of His well done, thou good and faithful servant, if you hear that, is did you do what God asked you to do? If you live your life in Christ and you make it in by the smoke of your works being burned up, and you stand before the Lord and you haven't done this, there's no reward. God is not glorified through your life. And God is gracious no matter how old you are right now to share His word to you, to exhort you and admonish you to be who you are supposed to be. And you are to be teachers of good. It doesn't say formally, it doesn't say informally, it just says this is what you are to be. And I want to ask you, are you doing this? You know, it's our sinful fears that often cause us not to obey God. What if I was to mention something to that younger woman concerning her husband or her children or her not working at home or whatever it might be? What might she say to me? That's the fear of man. And Daniel, our little son, shared with his cousin this last week, the fear of man brings a snare. Folks, obey God graciously by His power and strength and let the consequences lay where they may lay. Tell them you love them and you want to help them. You're not to be running around checking every little behavior. You're to be teaching what is good. And you will be Sarah's children if you are not frightened by any fear. Don't fear. Don't fear in your relationships. Don't fear. Fear God. Fear what God will say to you when you stand before Him if you are not obedient to this command. Fear God, not man. There's a great blessing. You have a tremendous privilege to be teachers of what is good. Well, some of you say, well, there's no one to teach what is good. Well, I would encourage you to be in the body of Christ, to be around believers, and God will manifest those circumstances. When we walk by the Spirit, He brings about those circumstances and the people that He wants in our lives. And I find so often as we just trust God and we're where He wants us to be, He manifests those opportunities to be the things He's called us to be. Just be obedient, be with the body of Christ, and you will see opportunities to teach what is good arise abundantly over time. That's what you are to be. Now, let me ask you again, are you doing this, older women? Now, some of you may be laden with guilt as I talk about this because you failed badly. You don't feel like you have a place to share with younger women about marriage and children and raising from the Word of God because you failed so badly. Well, your failures are actually irrelevant. You need to confess those. And then step out and show maybe them from your experience what failing to do what God says happened in your life. And then tell them, here's what you should do and teach them what is good. Just confess your sin, be restored, and step out and be teachers of what is good. Now, you older women who have failed recognize so acutely the danger of not thinking biblically. You've seen it in your lives. And then thus not behaving righteously. Just confess it. Receive God's forgiveness. Praise God His Son died for your sins. You are totally forgiven. You are cleansed from all unrighteousness. Don't dishonor what Christ did by feeling guilty. Step forward and trust the Lord and be obedient. Boy, what would Peter have been like if he just would have moaned and groaned the rest of his life about denying Christ? Accept forgiveness, be restored, and serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. This is crucial for the body of Christ. It's crucial for this body. Older women are to be teachers of what is good. Formally, informally, you're to be a teacher of what is good. Now again, to do this, two things must happen. You need to know what to teach. You need to know the Word of God. And just in Titus 2, as we go through it in the next few weeks, you will see seven things that you ought to know about that you can relate from the Word of God to younger women concerning their husbands and their families and their home life. And secondly, you need to be around the body of Christ. You will never be a teacher of good isolated in your own life. You've got to be around the body of Christ. You need to consider others as more important than yourself. And the reason why people are not together is because of sin. continually, habitually, if you are selfishly thinking, you will not be around the body of Christ. And when you just give it up and you come and get around the body of Christ, God blesses you. It's wonderful to be around the body of Christ. And if you don't have a desire to do that, I would ask you to examine your hearts. See if you're in the faith. Love for his saints is an evidence that you are truly saved. Older women, you have an extremely important mandate from God. It affects younger women. It affects their children. It affects their families. It affects a lot of people. It is extremely important. You are to be teachers of good. Sound doctrine from the scripture concerning younger women and their families so that the younger women will think rightly in Christ and thus behave rightly. That's the first reason directly why you should be doing it. Now, secondly, there is an indirect reason why you should be teachers of what is good. Again, verse 4, the end of 3. Teaching what is good, that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands. Here's the second indirect reason, that the word of God may not be dishonored. Now, specifically, it's the word of God being dishonored because of younger women not obeying the commands. But if you older women are not teaching them, then you are indirectly responsible for the word of God being literally blasphemed. Spoken against. When someone claims to be a believer in Christ and they live a life other than what is revealed in Scripture, God's word is spoken against. It is blasphemed. And you don't want to be the cause of that. You don't want to be the cause of God being blasphemed. It's serious stuff. It's not a choice. Well, maybe I'll teach them. Maybe I won't. God says this is what you are to be, and to do this, you have to give up your life. You have to give up your desires and your hopes and let God fulfill your life with Christ and His will, which is so much infinitely more glorious than our conception of what we think we should be doing. What is the consequence if a young Christian woman do not think rightly if they don't and behave in such a fashion as revealed in the Word? The Word is blasphemed. It's serious. You can cause, by your actions in Christ, this great beauty to be manifest in the lives of His people, this intrinsic good manifest in a beautiful way, or you can cause God to be spoken against. That's really the two sides here. There's no in between. It's serious. Do you realize the consequences for not obeying God here? Word of God dishonored, blasphemed, spoken against. Ladies, if you see your life as your own and you don't come and get involved in the body of Christ, teaching the younger women formally and informally, then you are indirectly causing the word of God to be blasphemed and you will give an account. Now, our sins are forgiven and there is no condemnation for those in Christ, but there is a judgment. We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Paul says, therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we will stand before the judgment seat that we may be rewarded for the things done in the body, good and bad. And folks, Christ, I hope you want to see Christ glorified in the things that He allowed you to do, where you trusted Him, you shared the Word of God, and there was fruit, and in heaven, in eternity, there will be great glory given to God because of what He did. I want to be a part of that. Paul certainly did, 1 Thessalonians 2. He was looking forward to presenting the Thessalonians and older women who have an opportunity to share the Word of God, and you are called to be teachers of good. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you formally or informally taught the younger women sound doctrine from God's Word concerning their role in their relationship to their husbands and their children and their home life? When did you come up to someone and they may reject you? That happens. When did you graciously, after prayerfully noting something and praying and trusting the Lord, come to someone and say, I'd love to sit down and have coffee with you and share the Word of God with you, just like what we're seeing in Titus 2. And younger women, you need to humble yourselves and allow yourself to be taught by the older women for God's glory. When's the last time you did that? If you're just a Sunday saint, it's not happening, at least in this body. Maybe it's happening somewhere else. We need to be together, so that God will be glorified, so that good will be manifest as beautiful in the body of Christ, and His word will not be spoken against. Now, some of you are saying, how can I do this? How can I get the strength to talk to somebody? But I see these issues. I see so-and-so. She's not taking care of her kids. I love her. I want to talk to her about this. I want to talk about these issues. I want to share the Word of God with her. How can I do this? Again, our whole passage hinges on verse 11. Come down to verse 11 with me. Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. God's grace brought about your salvation in Christ. That same grace now is instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age. It's God's grace through Christ, through His Word, instructing us now to do it. Only Christ can help you do it, and you trust Him, He will do it. God says to you, you're to be teachers of good. God will empower you to be teachers of good. He will prove Himself faithful if you trust Him. You will rejoice in His faithfulness if you step out and obey Him. Today we've seen the conclusion of what older women are to be. And if you are an older woman, regardless of how many years you've known Christ, by the virtue that you have lived much life, you have seen the vanity of following your own desires. And now in Christ, you see the glory of trusting Him. You are called here in Scripture, and we see what you are to be. Verse 3, older women, likewise, are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. That should describe you. And if it does, and it's God working through you, then praise God. If it doesn't, just confess your sin. Tell the Lord you're sorry. I'm sorry I haven't been this way. And ask Him to reveal why. What areas of sin in my life have been in the way where I haven't been obeying Him? And step forward. You are to be reverent, holy, almost priestly in your walk. You're not to slander like Satan. You're not to be controlled by wine, and you are to be a teacher of what is good. I hope and pray that our older women continue, as I see it in some, and that all our older women are teachers of good. If God hasn't provided someone for you to teach yet, be willing. Tell them you want to do it. Lord, provide that person. Open the door. Come and be part of the body of Christ. Serve the Lord God. And God will open those doors, those circumstances, for you to share those truths informally or formally, to graciously come alongside the younger women and just share His wonderful truth. And I would exhort you to be here or get the CD and listen to the rest of this passage in terms of what you are to be sharing with the younger women. Are you an older woman? Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? This is what you are to be. And only God can make you this way when you step out in obedience. Consequences are great. Either you will teach what is good with the result of a manifest, beautiful holiness, or women will not be taught and the Word of God will be blasphemed. It's my desire, and I know it's God's desire here, that you are teachers of what is good.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you. Thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we wrap up today's broadcast, for that woman who realized today that she's not been fulfilling her God-ordained role in the church, what would you tell her?
Dave, first of all, I would tell her, praise the Lord that you've been convicted of this. God is so good. Now just go to Him and confess your sin. Ask for forgiveness, and He will forgive you. And then take God's word, what you've learned, and by His power and strength, put that understanding to work. Ask the Lord to show you who you might come alongside and share these wonderful truths.
You see, the reality is older women are to teach younger women. It doesn't need to happen in a formal setting. It's done in the context of life. As an older woman, you need to be teaching the younger women, as we've seen in the scripture. And my prayer is that you will begin this important journey of obedience today as you step out in faith and trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you're receiving spiritual benefit from Equipping the Saints, would you prayerfully consider sending a gift today? Every gift makes a difference. No gift is too small, and every dollar is put right back into the ministry. To send a gift to Equipping the Saints, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to donate online, our web address is etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again next time, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.